Sunday night, you can watch a new and complete production of Gypsy on CBS. Bette Midler stars in the role that was written for Ethel Merman. Gypsy was first staged in 1959. TV critic David Bianculli has a review of the new production.
It turns out there's a major production of Gypsy on some medium once a decade. In the 50s, everything in the musical was designed around what Ethel Merman could or couldn't do. Jules Stein wrote the music to suit her range. Stephen Sondheim provided her with the show's most dramatic lyrics. And Jerome Robbins made sure that other cast members handled the choreography. In the 60s, Rosalind Russell starred in the movie version and was flat out awful. In the 70s, Angela Lansbury played Mama Rose in a revival of Gypsy on Broadway and won a Tony. So did Tyne Daly when she revived the role in the 80s. And now it's the 90s, and it's only because this Gypsy is on television that Bette Midler won't get her Tony. But somewhere out there, I bet, is an Emmy with her name on it.
I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell, you'll be great.
We all know Midler can belt the hell out of the showstoppers. That's been her specialty all of her career. We also know she can sing emotionally and powerfully without cranking up the volume. All you have to do is think of her farewell song to Johnny Carson to know how true that is. But one thing that's so surprising about her performance as Mama Rose, the quintessential stage mother, is how much comedy and drama she pulls from the part when she's not singing. From the way she talks and moves, she gets laughs where there aren't any. And when she's protecting her children or her status quo, she's not just fierce, she's raw and vulnerable. In this scene, she attacks the secretary of a Broadway producer who wants to separate Rose's older daughter from the rest of the act. Peter Riegert plays Rose's lover and partner, Andrea Martin plays the secretary, and Rose, of course, is pure Bette Midler.
Oh, they're so smart, New York. New York is the center of...
New York is the center of New York! There's a whole country full of people, who know what a mother means to her daughter. It's hicks like you that don't know. And I'll tell you something else. Grant Sinker's a hick. He'll get no place.
Rose.
He's trying to take my baby away from me. That's what he's trying to do. Well, over my dead body he will.
The other star of this show is Cynthia Gibb, who plays Louise, the younger daughter who grows up to be Gypsy Rose Lee. For someone who starred in the Karen Carpenter story just a few years ago, it's quite a change of pace. And Emil Ardolino, who directed this version before dying of AIDS last month, was determined to present the true Gypsy. Every word is here, every song, and the TV show even opens with the full overture. There's no attempt to update it, which is smart. Not only is it a really strong and faithful rendition of Gypsy, but the striptease sequences are tame enough for TV and for the whole family. And the best thing of all is that most of the songs were recorded on the sound stages as the scenes were filmed. So instead of looking like a badly lip-synced MTV video, Gypsy looks real as a musical can get anyway. This CBS version of Gypsy has the smell of a hit, and if it does hit, more musical remakes are bound to follow, which is something network TV should have been doing a long time ago. So gather up the kids or your friends and watch Gypsy this Sunday. Let it entertain you. And with Midler in the leading role, it will.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.